Welcome to Dr. Red Says. Our show is all about taking charge of your mental, physical, and spiritual health. We'll answer your questions about the various healing modalities, and most of all, we're going to have some fun. Now, here is your host, Dr. Red.
Good afternoon, America. I hope you guys are listening to this indoors in some air conditioning, because I don't know around the world, but at least in America, it's hot. I mean, it's darn hot. It is so hot, if you want to make popcorn, just take an ear of corn and put it out on your counter and wait. It's hot. So, hopefully, if San Diego can get in the triple digits, you know it's hot. And we have the hottest topic in America, and that is homeless veterans. We have at the moment, well, I couldn't get statistics on 2018, but the 2017 statistics were 40,000 homeless veterans. And if you think about that, they're not all in San Diego where the weather's good most of the time. They're all over the country, and it's really hard to be homeless and maybe injured from the service. And that, I think, has part to do with the 22 or more veterans a day that commit suicide. This is just unacceptable. They fought for us. We got to fight for them. So I just happened to find some really wonderful warriors who are going to fight for our veterans. They're going to fight to give them a place to live, a place to learn, a place to get well, a place to get happy. Wow, sounds kind of like the Garden of Eden, huh? Well, since it does sound a lot like the Garden of Eden, let me introduce you to the founder of Genesis Environmental, and let him tell you all about how he got that name. This is Dustin, is it Yoner or Yoner?
Yes, it's Yoner. Thanks, Dr. Red. And yeah, so we did just recently create a new charity and got our 501c3 designation a few months ago. And Genesis Environmental was the name that was chosen because it is, of course, an environmental charity. And the thought behind using the name Genesis actually comes from the book of Genesis in the Bible, in which the purpose of mankind in Genesis 2:7, and depending on the version of or translation you're reading, it says that mankind was actually put into the Garden of Eden to dress it, to keep it, to guard it, to cultivate it, to work it, and to watch over it. And so when we think about all of those words in regard to the relationship between mankind and the Garden of Eden, in which, you know, really the view I have is that this planet is the garden that we need to take care of. And our purpose really is found in taking care of it, working it, cultivating it, not behaving irresponsibly and just simply taking what we need, in some cases acting very parasitically toward the planet, taking what we need and leaving it in worse shape.
Seriously,
but to really have care in mind and be in a symbiotic relationship between the human race and the planet.
We seriously need to do that, because there's a vicious cycle going on. We're depleting the earth. The earth is growing plants that are not—they're not good with nutrition. They don't have any nutrition in them. We're spending all our money on artificial nutrients, and then we're throwing our waste into the environment again and depleting the earth. This is insane. Why don't we just go back to making a good earth, good vegetables, good life?
Well, in my opinion, and we also have Kevin Fretz here, who's going to be able to comment a lot more with scientific detail into that matter. Really, when we started Genesis Environmental, we just had this idea that, you know, we wanted to do something to help people get in contact with the purpose in taking care of the environment. And in one sense, we can look at Genesis and we see the fall of mankind in the story that we take from the Bible as well. And
yeah.
Something that I associate with that fall is the way that we have become parasitic toward the environment, in which people and companies are literally trying to make money and then harming the environment, while it can also be done in the same way in which people can make money from farming, from energy production, in so many other industries, while still maintaining the responsibility. And when we started this off, we were really only a fraction of the way there. And that was just an idea where we could take some homeless veterans, put them on a property, and help them out with doing some food growing, applying some technologies that were in sustainable energy to help out with the power production on the property for, you know, water and irrigation and lighting and just the need, human needs for living there. And by way of introduction of one of our board members who happened to be on your radio just recently, Dr. Silva, she introduced Kevin Fretz and I. And what I found in Kevin was the way that we would close the loop to create something within this charity that embodied a way to actually make this not only an environmentally sustainable project to help out homeless veterans, but to also make it economically sustainable. And Kevin has an incredible background. He's the president and CEO of a company called Green Earthology, based in San Diego. And I would love for you to make some comments on this, Kevin, as to what, with your background, how you're bringing your technology to Genesis Environmental so that we can actually close this loop of an environmentally and economically sustainable program.
So, Kevin, are you?
Thank you. You were saying, hello, Dr. Red.
Hi. I'm happy to have you.
How are you? Good to hear your voice. Thank you very much, Dustin. Yes, absolutely. Happy to be here. Happy to share with everybody, because we have something really exciting for the people that really are in need. Quick history on me. Raised on a farm. I'm an immigrant. Became a proud U.S. citizen in 2003. Originally from Canada. From a military family, and came down to the United States in 1993 on a mission, and the mission was to focus on organics. I worked for a very large waste and recycling company back then, a big American company. They asked me to help them to manage organics, convert it into fertilizers, bring the fertilizers into market. And during my tenure with the company, I was concerned because I saw a lot of hazardous contamination in with the waste stream that we were using to make the fertilizers, and was concerned that these materials shouldn't be going in our farmlands or in our city parks for our children to be playing in. I have a personal injury myself from being on the farm where I was poisoned.
Yeah, so tell us, because you had to heal yourself.
It's a little bit, sorry?
You had to heal yourself before you can heal the rest of us. That's amazing.
Yes, amen to that. I mean, I literally had over 22 years of neurological problems because of the poisoning. And
yes.
I couldn't read, and I couldn't remember things generally 15 minutes later. It was quite a nightmare. I went to doctors, nobody could help me. And through nutrition, I finally healed myself. What I had was a malabsorption problem. Doctors at the time really did not help me. So through working with soils, and here we are 25 years later, we've learned so much about how to recycle specific things, convert them into certified organic fertilizers to grow very nutritious crops. And I was blessed to meet Dustin through a mutual friend. And when I heard what Dustin was doing for our veterans, I immediately was interested because I'm a big supporter of our veterans. As a citizen in this country, a new citizen in this country, especially I'm a supporter of them. They go and they fight for freedom for us, and I believe it's incumbent upon us as good citizens to step up and help them. Just before I met Dustin, I had been working at the food bank in San Diego at Father Joe's and helping to feed the homeless. And it was really an eye-opening experience to go and see the lineup of people coming in that are living in the streets. And
it's overwhelming.
Sorry, go ahead, Dr. Red.
It's overwhelming. We just had a thing called Stand Down in San Diego, and that's where veterans take care of veterans. But for 3 days, they collect everyone on earth that can help veterans. So they have medical, dental, legal, food, clothing, religion. We have a religious tent. Everything that you can possibly do to take care of homeless veterans for 3 days. And I think there's something like for 3,000 volunteers that do this. I was there in the integrative medicine tent, and it's just unbelievable to see whole families that they're veterans. They worked for us. They have skills, and by some accident of unemployment or people thinking that PTSD is a mental illness, which it is not, these people have no jobs, and that's criminal. It's just criminal.
Sure. Sure.
About a minute, so when we come back, I know you're going to tell us about how you're going to do all of this. So is that what drew you to veterans, the fact that you come from a military family and Dustin is a military family as well?
Yes, both. I have a heart for people that are struggling because I went through my own struggles, and to know that we have heroes coming back home then end up on the streets, it's just inconceivable. So I want to lend my knowledge to put a program together that will get them off the streets, get them into a healing, get them a place to live, jobs, and so on. And they'll work together with us and heal the planet.
Okay, so when we come back, we are going to talk about the perfect new Garden of Eden for veterans with Kevin and Dustin, and we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment, or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. I hope you're enjoying a nice, cool environment so we can discuss this subject because it's a pretty hot topic. Now, we've talked about stand down, and stand down is a wonderful thing, and it started in San Diego, and they have one just about in every large city that has veterans. The thing is, as Dustin pointed out on the break, they take care of them wonderfully for 3 days. But, you know, there's not enough donations on earth to do 3 weeks, much less 3 months, much less 3 years. So there has to be a way to take care of veterans and all of their needs, but make it self-sustaining. And the reason I joined this is I have never seen a self-sustaining charity before. Once this gets going, it will take care of itself. That's amazing. One of the points on our talking points was choose a job you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. And if you look at, they have, if you go to genenv.com, you will see Genesis. You can donate to Genesis. And it may or may not have the Green Depot page on there, but we can point you to it. Or I can put it on my Facebook page. Green Depots are wonderful things because it's a giant, Hakuna Matata, guys. It's a giant circle of life. And there's everything there from rehabilitation and job training to fighting for a cleaner environment, to making produce and selling it, to taking care of blighted properties, to selling to wonderful restaurants who can showcase their produce. And on the grounds, we're going to have a healing center. We'll have pets, you know, service animals, and we can take care of pets because I did find at Stand Down there were quite a number of homeless veterans who their pets are their only friends. My goodness. So this Green Depot that you designed, it is truly a Garden of Eden. And tell me, how are we going to do this?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Red. Green Depots came about as a result of my past experience in the organics industry and continued experience in the organics industry. Our cities, as everybody knows, especially here in California, they're basically artificial environments. All the trees that are planted and the hedges and the grass, all of that material was planted. It all has to be maintained. So as a result of the required maintenance, they have to pick those materials up and put it in trucks after they've trimmed it, and it has to go somewhere. And it either goes to a composting facility or it goes to the landfill. Sadly, a lot of it still goes to the landfill. There's a tremendous cost to doing this. Well, over the last 25 years, my work really was deeply involved with creating very, very high-quality certified organic products that have the ability of creating more sustainable environments. And what does that mean? Well, that means that after we take the green materials, which are the feedstocks used to make the product, we convert it into something that, when used in the environment, helps you reduce your water consumption by 50% or more, sequesters carbon out of the atmosphere and stores it in the ground, and stops pollution and runoff.
Wow.
Well, Green Depots do a couple things for us. They provide an outlet for where those green materials can be delivered to. So if you can picture landscape companies driving around the city, they would drive into one of these depots and they would dump their greens, and the greens are pushed into a container. So there are large containers and a tractor, and there's a small office building on site, which employs veterans. And then those materials are picked up and brought to the processing center and returned as a finished product. Now those finished products are sold into the city and into communities to help people with their own personal gardens, but also to help our city and state reduce its water consumption needs. We just finished a sustainability program up in Northern California where we're converting a community of 10,000 people in a gated community to become organic and sustainable, and we expect to save a million. So I thought, I guess it was, you know, God speaking to me. He said, if you can help a rich gated community, you can certainly go help our homeless veterans. So I thought, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity. Yes, you're welcome. Thanks to them. This opportunity provides a sustainable income because when those trucks arrive with the raw materials, they pay them to take that material. And the materials that we've created, which are proprietary, and we're licensing all of this to Genesis Environmental, are resold at a nice profit margin. So this generates a considerable amount of money for that location. That location will grow from accepting green materials to accepting other recyclables like cardboards, plastics, and other things, e-waste, all of which will provide jobs and revenue for the nonprofit.
I'm excited about employing the veterans on the property because we touched just lightly on PTSD. It is not a mental illness. It is a reaction to a trauma. And most of these people are very intelligent. They took weapons you would not believe and fought for our country. And now they're being, tossed off like they're nuts. No, PTSD is a trauma, but gardening, taking care of animals, taking care of each other is so therapeutic. It's a perfect place for them. Those that we think are unemployable, no, they're perfectly employable. They're wonderful.
Absolutely. So beyond the materials that we're producing, which will be specific for specific targets, one being agriculture, we are developing a tiny home program where we will build tiny homes. They will be placed on a piece of agricultural land, and we will be delivering finished materials that are the materials we would be using to grow vegetables and herbs and various other things, and they will have a place to live and a place to work. We'll be employing returning veterans, and we'll be working on a buddy system to help our fellow veterans living in the streets to get on their feet and have a chance at life again.
I think that's the biggest thing for them. I have no statistics on why these 22 a day commit suicide, but men in general, and some women as well, define themselves by their jobs. And if you no longer have a job and nobody thinks you're employable, there goes your entire sense of self. That's just... it's wrong. Everyone has something of service to the earth, and so you're giving them a place to serve the earth. And it looks like we have another. We got about 5 more minutes. Okay, sorry about that. If you guys don't know, this is a wonderful program, but it's all produced on my end from an iPad, and sometimes my notes get confusing. So if I stop you in a hurry, that's because I just got a note that said stop. This is such an
interesting. No,
I have to tell you guys, we have a hypnotherapist coming on next week, and she's wonderful. But the last 2 weeks of July are for Kevin and Dustin, and the two of them might be back. One of their staff members may be back because they have the most incredible breakthroughs in science. One of them may be back. We may be talking about fundraisers coming up. We may be talking about what we're going to do with Merry Military Month, because that's in November. You never know. So today is just to introduce you to Genesis and Green Earthology. And then on the last 2 weeks, you can call in, become a part. You can do it now if you like. Call in and become a part. You can go to our websites and become a part. The sooner you join, the sooner we can make wonderful supportive homes for veterans. Can't beat that. So, do you have a site yet, or are we still scouting for a site?
The website for Genesis Environmental is an abbreviation, GENENV.com, GENENV. And there is a button on there if you would like to donate. It's a very basic site as we just got it up and running, but that will be changing. Dr. Red, one of the things that you were just mentioning, and with some of our veterans that deal with PTSD, losing hope, I believe a lot of that is tied in with purpose. And I think, you know, Kevin, I'd love to hear you your comments in regard to this. And I mean, in some of our personal conversations, you and I have gone very philosophical on, you know, as far as the purpose that we have as people and, you know, how we've been taken from the soil. And literally the Bible says that we are created from the dust of the earth, and all of the elements that you find in the human body are created from that. And there's a healing component that occurs when the human being, you know, when we get into the ground and get our hands dirty and we're gardening, and I believe even just from the perspective of on a large scale, we're trying to heal the planet. We're trying to heal the soil. And there will be some discovery that there is a healing and a rediscovery of purpose that we will find with many of these people that begin to work on one of the Green Depots and learn some of the ways that from a very scientific and technological perspective, they'll be learning a lot of the techniques that you have brought to the table. So anyway, with all my jabbering, I'd just love to hear some of your comments on, you know, bringing that purpose back to the veterans that would be working on these projects.
Well,
absolutely.
Got about a minute, but we can continue after the break. So, yeah, please comment on that.
Okay. Well, I think I really found my own purpose along the way. I really reached a point in my life with my disability that I didn't really have a lot of hope that there was a future for me. And when I finally found the purpose in the soil and the connection to the soil and what my mission really was, I know that I can make the same connection with our veterans. And they can rise up as I have and have a reason and a purpose to continue.
Yeah, can we discuss more about that when we come back from the break?
Absolutely, yes.
And we'll be right back with Kevin and Dustin, my angels of the environment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
Have you left the cage that held you back but find yourself in the wild of your life wondering, what do I do now? I'm Dr. Lisa Cooney, and today I'm going to give you the tools to answer that question. Regardless of the issue, your choices of the past no longer need to haunt you. You have the power to change that and to create from a space of fun and ease. How different can your life be? Find out. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
Thank you.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, y'all. I just love that last commercial, Motivate, Change, and Succeed. And I brought you a couple of the biggest motivators and changers on the planet today. And I intend to be with them from now until I leave this earth, because they are seriously, seriously going to change the planet. Now, talking about earth and growing and things, you know I'm a crystal master, and every week we have a crystal and angel card, and I don't pick the card picks us. You know, I say, give me something that's relevant to tonight, today's show. So today's show is brought to you by Zoisite with Ruby, and that is Zoisite with Ruby. It's a very interesting stone. It's really good for people who have cancer, and it's a very healing stone. So it says, do you joyously give but are unable to receive? It's time to receive with grace. It's safe to allow others to do nice things for you and shower you with gifts. Permit blessings and love to pour into your open, receptive heart. So that's a real message to the veterans. Let us help you for a while. And it's brought to you by the Angel of Receiving. Now, these are affirmations, and I usually say each one three times. So if you're not writing them down, the show will be back on at 1 a.m. tonight. And then after today, it will be on the archives. So you can play it, you can record it, you can write down these affirmations. This is the Angel of Receiving. I am willing to receive love. The door to my heart is open, allowing blessings to flow into my life. I accept gifts, love, and attention with ease and grace. I am grateful for all that is bestowed upon me. And that is perfect. Now, if we could just get the veterans to do that, sometimes it's really hard to get a veteran to come and accept help. That's why the second Saturday of every month, I have a free clinic for veterans and their families. It's not in a hospital. It's not in a clinic. It's in the Veterans Memorial Museum, because veterans are very shy. They don't want to admit that they may have a problem. So just come on down to the museum, guys. Look at the museum. And while you're there, stop on by the bottom floor. And I will be there with my free clinic. And there's no questions asked. I don't care how you got whatever problem you've got. I'll just help you feel it and fix it. And I think that's what this card is saying. Please, you guys, we all want to help. And one time somebody told me, I won't give anything for free. And I said, you don't understand. You're not doing this for free. You're paying them back. They went to war for you. So it's not really a free clinic. It's a payback clinic. So please, veterans, don't feel like, you know, it's charity. It's not. You worked for everything that we're trying to do for you. I'm about to cry because I just love my veterans. So, Kevin and Dustin, how about this? The spiritual health. Gardening is just a spiritual thing as it is, but all of the returning things and making things profitable, it's like from making something good from nothing. That's got to be so refreshing to anybody, no matter how bad their problems were.
Very much so. Very much so. You know, Dustin earlier was mentioning about the Garden of Eden and the Bible, and I think we're all living in the garden still. The garden is the earth, and because of choices of mankind, the garden's in trouble. And so my journey of healing for myself, both spiritual and physical, had to take me back and put my hands in the soil. And over time, I healed because I learned about plant nutrition and soil health and the relation of plant nutrition with your body. We are what we eat. And science has come so far. We are going to grow the best food on the planet, and we're going to do it with the hands of our veterans helping us to do this. It's going to help heal them. It will help heal our cities. They will be a service to our country again. I think that veterans, I spoke to Dustin about this at length, but, you know, veterans were very structured when they were in the service, and they come out of the service, and they floundered, and they don't have the structure anymore. Sorry, go ahead, Dr. Red.
Yeah, they crave that structure. They really do. If you just leave them alone all day, every day, to sit and contemplate their navels, it's not making them any better.
No, absolutely not. So this will allow them some structure. We will be obviously working with returning veterans as well. Brothers in arms, we're all going to lock arms together, and we're going to help each other, and we're going to get our poor souls off the streets. It's a very sad thing to see people that have served our country so nobly that they would have no homes and be in the streets, and we really want to give them a reason to continue. These are rebels without a cause at the moment.
But living on the border as we do, I just wonder why some people are so anxious to let absolutely anybody come across the border and give them all the benefits that our veterans don't get. And I think maybe we should just hold tight with the population we have and try to heal who we have instead of bringing more in. It's crazy to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. I mean, as an immigrant myself that came to this country legally, you know, I have a big heart to help everybody. But, you know, I don't see people protesting in the streets to protest for the homeless. We have Americans in the streets with no homes, and they're more concerned about people entering our country illegally that need homes than the ones that have actually gone out and fought for our freedom. I think it's time that, you know, we start standing up for them.
That's the most upsetting thing. My husband is a Vietnam vet, so he came back and got spat on. At least it's improved a little bit, but I do not understand why this country has changed so much. My father and his father were World War II veterans. They were honored when they came back. They said, thank you for fighting for us. Vietnam vets, they spat on. Desert Storm, they're kind of neutral. What's the deal with that? These people are fighting for your freedom. Gee, I don't get it.
We have to be the light in the world, and unfortunately there is darkness, but we have to dispel it with doing good things to help them.
Yeah, I can't think of a better thing. If you're sitting around saying, where am I going to spend my, whatever, you know, most Christians tithe 10%. If I'm thinking about where would I like to spend my money on charity today, I would like to help the veterans because they help me. I know there are other worthy charities out there. Good heavens, there's the Cancer Society, and I'm a cancer survivor. But I think we really need to help.
Absolutely. And the beauty of this program is it sustains itself financially. Yes, we have to raise money to build our first depot and our farm. But once they're up and running, we plan to duplicate this across the entire country because every city has the same problem. They have waste issues. They generate waste, and the waste has to be managed. Every city has environmental problems. Yeah. And every city in the United States has a homeless problem. So, you know, thus far from what I've seen, our government hasn't been able to do something that's sustainable for them. And feeding them every day, yes, they have to be fed every day, but we need to teach them how to feed themselves and give them a hand up.
There's a good quote about that, you know, give a man a fish. And I really do believe that. You can feed them, but if you can teach them how to grow their own feed and be self-sustainable, I can't think of anything on earth that's better than that. I think you guys have the ultimate solution, seriously, because this planet is not well. Our soldiers and our sailors are not well. How about we heal each other?
You're right.
And then they can make their own money. It's perfect.
So, you know, one of the things you're mentioning about the way people are treated, and a thread that I see in there is It's about gratitude and, you know, the way people treat other people. And, when it's in a way that's expressed out of ingratitude, it comes out all messed up, and it's very wrong. And, you know, the way people, you know, just the way you were mentioning people would spit on a veteran coming over from Vietnam, it showed a disdain, and it showed a lack of gratitude, and in some cases, a hatred. And, you know, I believe in the golden rule. You know, you treat others the way you want to be treated. And it's a relationship between person to person. But that golden rule transcends just simply person to person to, as a community of people, the way we treat each other, and as a community of people, the way we're treating the planet. And there is a lot of healing that this earth needs. And, you know, as far as what our attempt and our lofty goal is in this healing of the soil and healing of some of the problems that we are facing with veterans and their homelessness and issues they deal with in their mind and in their spirit, we're actually creating relationships here that are symbiotic, very similar in the way, you know, a plant has a waste of oxygen and a human has a waste of carbon dioxide. And they work together.
You've got a great quote you can make out of this. It's healing the soil and healing the soul.
Yes.
Because they're doing, you heal one and it heals you.
So when I first was talking to Kevin, it was like this great epiphany when, and again, going back to the reality of the economic reality of the problem of having to continually have your hand out to try to sustain somebody.
We got to discuss that after the break, but it's a good thing to discuss. So we'll be right back.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
If you've got no success, perhaps you need Success No Therapy. Dr. Red, a.k.a. Dr. Sarah Young, uses hypnotherapy, Reiki, aromatherapy, EFT, NLP, angel healing, card reading, and even basic common sense in order to find out what you need and how to get you there. Dr. Red is also a psychic medium, and if you're outside Southern California, Dr. Red can present distance healing sessions. For more information about these and other services that Dr. Red offers, visit drsarahmyoung.net or call 858-860-0461. FaceTime and Skype sessions are also available.
Here's a question for you. You got no success? I've got the therapy. I'm Dr. Sarah Young, founder of Success No Therapy, and I'll help you define your success and choose the therapy that'll get it for you. You name it, hypnotherapy, aromatherapy, timeline therapy, NLP, EFT, crystals, angel healing, and more. They're all available anywhere in the world. Like my radio show, Dr. Red Says, we are here online 24/7. Visit www.drsarahmyoung.com or www.facebook.com/drredsays to arrange an appointment or call 858-860-0461. Blessings.
How do you define work? Is it that mundane Monday through Friday place that seems to be sucking a third of your life out of you? Or have you made it a place of personal fulfillment, achievement, and purpose? If you are looking to make your work life the latter, tune in to Working on Purpose with Elise Cortez. There are all kinds of inspiring work-life stories told by people who have made work something to look forward to every day. Working on Purpose can be heard every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Empowerment.
build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
You are listening to Dr. Red Says. If you have a question or comment about the show today, we invite you to call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to drredsays@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Back, y'all. We have our angels of the environment, Kevin and Dustin, here. And we have just a short time left. But we will have two more weeks, the last two Tuesdays in July, to talk about this. And we want you to be included. And guys, I know this is international. We're starting this right here in San Diego. But the point is, this is such a well-developed plan that it can be done anywhere. So that's the point. This is a pilot project. But anyone can do it. And I've thrown my show into Genesis. So if you'd like the show to continue, please donate to Genesis. That'll keep me on the air. I don't think there's a better project on Earth than this project. What do you think, guys?
I have to agree with you on that. I'm sure. Yeah. In fact, I think something I will add to that is that as a charity, Genesis Environmental is designated as an environmental charity. But because the vision is to help in create the symbiotic relationship between, the environment and veterans, we can integrate with other veteran organizations that are currently helping veterans. And we really want to do that because there are so many other great veterans organizations out there that need to take the veterans from where they're at and get them training in environmental sciences and a number of the different technologies that we have available these micro communities.
One group that would probably love to join you is Veterans Village of San Diego. It started out way back when it was Vietnam Veterans of San Diego, and it was just a couple of tents over across from the Marine Corps Depot in San Diego, and it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And they cannot take all the people they need. They do drug and alcohol rehab and some education and try to find them homes. But good heavens, there are just way, way too many veterans for them to handle, no matter how wonderful that organization is. The overflow is amazing. So if we made a partnership with them, I think that would be ideal. Haven't talked to them yet.
But yes, I would...
Go ahead.
I would encourage your listeners. Yes, Genesis Environmental would love donations because donations are going to help keep Dr. Red on the air and also help us with developing the program. But beyond that, everybody that's listening, you're all connected to somebody. Talk to them about this. Contact Genesis Environmental or Dr. Red or myself and lend a hand to the program.
There are veterans in every country. I know there's a large veterans contingent right in Mexico, right across the border. But they live everywhere. Absolutely. There are expats everywhere, and they can get help, and they can help the veterans here. It's a win-win for everyone. I cannot see a down to this. I mean, I look at projects, and I go, okay, what's the downside? I can't find one.
Yeah, and in this particular project, you know, from the beginning, when I left the large American corporation, I founded an environmental research and development company that I ran for 19 years. And the real mission of that environmental company was to find the economics in fixing environmental problems. You know, everybody, I would believe, cares to a certain degree about the environment, but we also have an economy that we have to protect. So I wanted to find a way that we could balance it, that we could actually do things more efficiently and help businesses rather than hurt businesses. And that's what this is all about. We want to help our cities and our communities.
You showed me a dog food. You had me at the dog food. No, we're going to grow vegetables.
Yes.
Dog food.
Yes, the dog food part of it is amazing, too. In San Diego, We have, the state of California has a mandate known as AB 1826, which basically mandates that all restaurants and processors of food producing more than 5 cubic yards of waste per week must divert it. Cannot go in landfills anymore. So we have a dehydration technology that is installed at the restaurant. It takes the food waste, it cooks it and dehydrates it and granulates it down into a feed of sorts. We work with animal nutritionists to add other blends of minerals and other things to make it balanced. And then we turn that into dog food or cat food. And we're able to...
I don't know if you guys have pets, but do you know how expensive dog and cat food is? Holy cow.
Very, very expensive. And the good news is that every package that's sold, it will have, you know, we're going to have artwork on the bags, but every package that's sold is going to help this program and help veterans with their animals so that we ensure that they're all getting fed.
Well, I cannot think of a spot that you've missed. Seriously, this circle of life, there, I can't think of one idea that you've missed. But the neat thing is, every person on the planet is here to serve a goal. And if you don't know what you're here for, but you want to join the cause, join us and we will probably find a wonderful way that you can contribute that neither one of us had thought of before you join. It's amazing how coming together brings out the best in people.
It's what made America great.
Yeah, I wish people would remember that. I don't want to be political, but I do want to be patriotic. This is America, and it is great. I'm sorry. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, and I've lived all over the world. This is my favorite spot, and I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud to be helping those who fought for us. These guys, you have to understand, like my husband didn't ask for Agent Orange to give him heart failure, and now every day, every time he goes to sleep, I wonder if he's going to wake up. He didn't ask for that. He went to defend our country. And fortunately, he's got a good job. Others don't. So in the minute we have left, tell everybody how to get hold of you.
Dustin, why don't you go ahead with
Sure. If you would like to get a hold of me, you can send an email to mail@genenv.com. That's genenv.com. I can always be called too. Somebody could get a hold of me at our phone number at 858-754-7855.
I'm sorry, so I stepped on your phone number. It is time to go. So I do want to let you all know it is okay to flip your wig. It is not okay to lose your mind. And we will be back with Dustin and Kevin on the 24th and the 31st. So please join us next week. Marilyn Salerno will hypnotize you into wanting to stay. So thank you all. I can't wait to have you back.
Thanks for tuning in this week to Dr. Red Says. Please join Dr. Sarah Young, a.k.a. Dr. Red, again next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. In the next week, laugh in the face of adversity and move forward.